Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, it is now 3 o'clock at the Java.net Community Corner. Our next mini-talk is Alex Detier and August Detlefsen, and they're going to be speaking about Open Eco. So take it away, guys.
Thank you. I'm Alex Dechevis on Microsystems, and I'm here to talk about openeco.org. And this is a great example of Sun's commitment to environmental leadership, open source, and communities. OpenEco is a free online community for organizations, large, small, individuals, to assess, track, and monitor their carbon footprints. This is all in an effort to help reduce GHG emissions. OpenEco is, we just open sourced the entire platform. It is all written in Java. Here's a good example of the homepage, which is, of course, openeco.org. We have tools, all tools you can get, such as very easy to use charting methodology. All the data is inputted. We take gas and electricity data. We have a great forums tool, which is, as you can see here, very easy and easy to use and respond and track. We have a brand new developer section, which was launched when we open sourced this, which was about 2 weeks ago. And again, this has all the information on all the codes, the APIs, and so forth. August is going to give us a little bit more information about all the nuts and bolts pretty soon. The tool, the CMS system, is very easy to use. It's it uses a WYSIWYG editing interface, and it's a very solidly built interface and tool. And of course, we have a very elaborate administrative functionality, which, of course, you can all go and test that at openeco.org. And here for the technical part of the OpenEco, here's August Detlefsen.
Hi. Hi, OpenEco is a really open platform. We really mean open. Everything about it is 100% open. So it's running on Solaris, which is open sourced. It's running on Java, which is open sourced. Apache Tomcat open sourced, and OpenEco itself. All the source code that made the site is actually open sourced. Here's our current architecture. As you can see, two Sunfire servers, Solaris 10, MySQL, and Java. OpenEco, we refer to it new functionality as a module. So it's a modular structure. It allows you to add and remove functionality very simply. We've taken this core of OpenEco and used it to deploy other sites just by dropping in modules and changing the templates around. Each module itself is a separate web app with an MVC structure, and they interact with each other and the user authentication system via web services. Here's a typical flow of how a user request would work. It will come in through any pre-filters that are set up, such as to check for your login. It would hit the controller, which might get some objects from a database and send them to a view. It also can contact the login service to make sure that you have the authorization that you need in order to view any of these things. Output through a template service, so all the modules can share the same templates. And then any post filters, we include filters for web optimization, such as minifying JavaScript, compressing it, compressing CSS, and adding an expires header so to your static content like images, so that they don't have to be re-requested over and over again. So the model within an OpenEco module is the MySQL database stores data. We have Java objects that map to the database tables, and we use the Castor framework to bind these objects to the database table as well as to XML. All objects extend from a core node class, which gives them the ability to have hierarchy. Any node can attach to any other node in a parent-child relationship. Also, any node can have a number of tags attached to it, so you can have tag clouds and things like that, and also to track the differences, who changed things and when. So, for example, you might have a page node in your website that has a number of downloads attached to it, and also subpages in your website tree. Your controller is a base servlet, which you then extend to create other servlets. It's very pretty simple structure. All the base servlet provides authentication checks via your login service. It provides database session management, input validation, URL navigation, and XML transformations. And your view layer is just a JSP page. You basically take your objects that you've loaded via your URL and then put them into various regions and then forward that on to the template system. Also, our URLs are, any mapped object can have a URL on the command line. It's a REST-style API. So we would have openeco.org/ghg, which is the name of the module, /organization, which is the organization object, and an ID number. So that'll take you to the default view for your organization. You can also add XML at the end of that and see the XML version of your object. In addition, any object that you have can be pushed through an XSL style sheet and stylized, which we do to create JSON objects for some of our AJAX. The OpenEco platform includes authentication, user login authentication module, which is pluggable. Right now, it's using a database, hash passwords in a database, and that can be, since it's a pluggable module, it can be used it can be modified if you want to use OpenID or LDAP or any of the other scheme for authentication, you can plug it in. The main components of it are the user module itself, which is where a user would go to register for an account on the site or to edit their profile, and an administrator can use it to add additional abilities to a user. And then there's a login client, which gets deployed with each individual module. The login client communicates via web service to the user module to on any page hit that requires user authentication or authorization to perform a specific action. There's also a tag library provided so that this communication can be performed directly from a JSP page. The templating system basically allows you to define regions on your page. So we've got your breadcrumbs, error message, page title, and then pass these regions as request objects into your templating system, which will then lay them out however it wants. It doesn't necessarily have to be this layout. You can have a body over here and a title over here or any of this other stuff. You can even define more regions in your template so that you can have other things displayed as well. The provided template tag lib will actually do the forwarding from your JSP page onto the main template module, which is also the content management system for the site and generates the tabs and subnav links. We also have tag libs provided to create things like your input fields and automatically highlight them if there's a failure, or to create drop-down lists or checkbox groups from taxonomies that you can define using the admin interface. So you can create a list of terms and then automatically create a group of checkboxes for users to select which terms apply to a particular object. Where's my mouse? There we go. So all the source code for the site is available on java.net. You can download it from the Subversion repository, run the DB scripts to create your database, run the ANT scripts to compile all your Java, and then basically just set your app server to point to the web root directory, and you'll get all the same functionality that's currently in the OpenEco site, such as content management system, user login authentication, forums, news aggregator, contact list, and etc. We're looking for developers who want to add functionality to the system, so adding a new module or just making tweaks to existing modules. And also you can take the entire thing and download it, customize and use it for your own website with the existing modules that are already built into it. So we've actually done this with other sites already. We created a BC3 SFA site, which is a which takes some components of OpenEco and a modification of the template. So we were able to, in about a day, deploy a site with a full CMS and a contact ticketing system and user login and authentication with just the work of changing the templates around. So everything you need to know is at openeco.dev.java.net. There are links there to developer forums and the source code repository. And if you have any questions or anything like that, we'd be happy to talk to you about it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so we got a few questions from the audience.
Is the site that you just mentioned that you instantiated by taking the code and changing it a little bit, is that a public site?
Yeah, it's bc3sfbay.org.
Okay.
It's the Business Council for Climate Change.
Do you have any other questions in the audience today? All right. Thanks a lot. And that was Alex Detier and August Detlefsen on OpenEco. And coming up at 3:30, we have Bruno Gysi and Lucas Torrey talking about MARGE, Java Bluetooth Framework.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.